Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
14489.
14489, and your first and last name, please?
Zeta Park.
Ms. Park, I do see, Ms. Park, your an address here starting with 74 with your account. Would you please confirm that address?
7414 Sap Road, Lyons, New York, 14489.
Thank you, ma'am. 1 minute for me, please. Ms. Park, the computer is taking a little bit of time, but we'll be finished in a minute. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Okay, so Ms. Park, I do see an order here for the sweepstakes ticket for $7.95 to try to win a kitchen item. How may I assist you with this account, please?
What is it that cost me all that money?
So what money are you saying? How much? Where? The amount?
Well, it's been deducted from my bank account.
So I think Ms. Park, I'm pleased to help you. Just I need specifics. What do I need? What do you want me to do with
okay.
this account?
On December 5th, you took out of my account $56.95 for what's called an extended smart gadget, 5399.
Okay, so let me see here.
It's very obviously a scam that I got into here.
So I'm so sorry, but what date was that, please?
December 5th.
You're going December in and out 5th. One more time? December 5th, okay, thank you. For $56.95?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Is that the charge you're calling about right now?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now I can know how to help you. Thank you for your patience. So, Ms. Park, are you there? Ms. Park, are you there?
Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Yeah, your phone is going in and out. So the company, so Ms. Park, this is an online discount store. That's the membership fee, just letting you know, okay? And it's
the membership fee?
Yeah, this is a bundle. So there is the original sweepstakes ticket, and then you have an online discount store that you pay monthly for, $56.95. And then
oh no! That I would never, ever have fallen for that. You need to refund my money, please, and don't ever take anything else out of my account.
Yeah, ma'am, I just wanted you to know that you moved into a membership because of that's the offer. But I'm letting you. So right now, the company is saying they'll give back 35% of that $56.95.
No, why only 35%? This is a scam. I never would have gotten into this. I don't know
With the friends and family discount, their maximum is to give you the 50% full amount of that $56. So it's $56.95 and 50% of that.
But I've had no benefit from any of this. I didn't ask for any of this.
Well, you know, that's the hard part now, because once you sign on, once you get a sweepstakes ticket or you get a free gift, that's signing on.
I don't have any free gift. I've got nothing from you. I have no anything from you. I've never gotten a free ticket, never whatever this stuff is. I've never gotten anything from you.
No, it's all online, ma'am. I know. It was a 2-day opportunity.
What would that address be that was online?
The address, ma'am?
Yes.
What do you mean at the which address, ma'am? Yours?
What would it? Were there any words to this online thing? How did it read? How did your ad read?
So the terms and conditions were the terms and conditions are there when you order. But let me ask you, Ms. Park, right now, the company is able to give you that 50%, okay, and give it to you $28.48. Okay, do you want me to process that refund?
What I need also is the name of your company and your address.
Ah, that's what you're saying, ma'am. Okay, I will give you an email, ma'am, so you can contact the company, because we serve over 200 companies as a third-party call center. So these are one of the many.
Okay, and so what is the name of your company?
This here is the Factory Direct Saving Store. The Factory Direct Saving Store.
Never heard of it.
Yes, ma'am. These are the many online companies. I know. But my point to you, ma'am, is do you want that me to process that 50%?
I don't understand why I don't get the whole amount back, because I've never heard of this place. I've never done anything with this place. I have never received anything from this place, never gotten an email from this place. I just don't understand. I think it's just, you know, full out theft that you've done here.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. You know, these, I go.
Yeah, well, who can I talk to? Who else can I talk to? And give me an address. Give me, because you're obviously not going to send me an email.
Well, okay. So
I've never gotten one before.
If you want to speak to someone, I'm able to
transfer. Yes, I would.
But letting you know that it's the same protocol. You know what I mean? But I'm pleased to transfer you.
I would like a name and an address. Where do you get your mail? What is your address? What is the name? You must get mail there.
I will. Yes, so we're online, ma'am. We're online. We're the third party.
Well, if you're online, which you say you are, then why have I never gotten an email from you?
Well, I'm going to transfer you, as you say, to someone you can speak with.
You don't know the address of the place that you work? You don't know where you work?
Ma'am, that's what I'm trying to say. We represent over 200 companies, so I can give you the email whereby you can function and deal with them. You know what I mean?
All right.
So I need your patience, Ms. Park, because I was dealing with your refund. If you want to be transferred to a supervisor, I can do that. Or we can finish the refund process. It's all up to you.
Well, first I would like the email of your place.
Okay. Thank you for your patience, okay?
You don't know the email?
Yes, I'm ready to give it now. You ready? It is support.
I have been ready. I've been,
okay,
been on the phone forever.
Support, S-U-P-P-O-R-T. Then it's try, T-R-Y. Perfect, P-E-R. F-E-C-T, perfect, discounts with an S.
Mm-hmm.
And it's discounts, well, it's discount, excuse me, discount. And then the word
supply.
You just
told me with an S.
Yes, take away the S, because but you're using that S for the word supply.
You write the whole word supply out?
Correct, S-U-P-P-L-Y. Then
okay.
It's .com.
Okay.
Phone number 855-425-4098.
So who's this next person that you're sending me to? And
now, if you're needing to speak to, you said management, someone higher, then I'm sending you to that. Okay?
Okay.
Hold on 1 minute for me, please. And they may give you another information as well. We'll see. Okay? So thank you for your patience right now. I'm canceling the account. And I'm leaving the refund process to you and that other person. Is that correct? Or you want me
okay,
to give 50% refund?
I'll pick that up with them. You've canceled everything, so I will never hear from your company again. You'll never take anything out of my account?
Yes, ma'am.
Again?
Mm-hmm.
You need to send that to me in an email.
When they refund accordingly, then you will get that email, okay? Because when you physically refund, it sends you an email. Okay? So hold on 1 minute, please. Because I'm still
no, okay. I need you to send me an email that
yes.
You will not be charging my account again. You've got all my information. You need to send me something. I don't care who else I'm going to talk to. I'm talking to you, and you need to send me what you've just said to me.
Yes, ma'am. We're not the department that sends an email, but what I'm going to do right now is put... Let me tell you how it works. I'm not dismissing you, ma'am. I'm a customer in the world, too, I know. So one thing at a time. Let's go through this one thing at a time, Ms. Park. So right now, I'm notating your account for why you called. And that you want to then speak to a supervisor, in addition saying, this is what you want. You would like an email saying that you are canceled and you will never be charged by this company again. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Give me 1 minute, please. Thank you for your patience. I'm still here.
You're not transferring me somewhere?
I'm still notating your account so that when you transferred, everything is clear. Thank you. So you'll talk to the supervisor about the refund?
Yeah, if I ever get to one.
You will. It's important to, everything's by email. Everything's by chats. So you want to honor the customer.
And yet you say you can't send me an email.
No. Not, I'm talking about the internal chats. You know the internal chats? So you want to make that very good for the customer so that the staff knows what's going on and there's no confusion. Okay, so I'm about to do this here. Thank you, being very patient. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm being very scammed.
Sorry, ma'am. But I'm glad that you can, you know, talk it through one step at a time.
Yeah, well, being scammed isn't very pleasant. Merry Christmas to you.
Sorry, ma'am.
You could care less. And how much longer is this going to take?
Almost finished. Okay, now let me see the last of this. Let me see here. I'm just looking over your account. Okay. So I'm taking this time, ma'am, to make sure things are exceedingly detailed because you have expressed your concern and you do not want to be charged again. So I'm making sure these intentions are clear for the next person to read and understand and then to walk with you step by step. Okay. So my name is Jenny. I'm hoping the best for you, Ms. Park. I'm going to transfer you now. Okay. So thank you for calling customer support. And again, I'm sorry for the challenge of it all. Give me one more minute. Hold on. I'm changing one more thing so that there is no
confusion. Why don't you just record the calls? It'd be a lot simpler. I can't see what you're writing. Who knows what you're putting down?
Well, it's very particular.
If it had to be very particular, you'd be recording calls.
Say it again, please.
If you and your company really wanted to be very particular, calls would be recorded.
Yeah, these are recorded.
So all of this has been recorded.
Yes. Yes.
You can play it back 3 or 4 times a day if you wanted to.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay. Now we're coming to it here. Thank you. The best to you now, ma'am. Ms. Park, thank you for calling customer support. And the best to you. I'm just transferring you now.